When Kabul fell to the Taliban in August of 2021, thousands of Afghans flocked to the airport and tens of thousands more waited in desperation for a chance to flee. Those who made it onto planes in the early days were scattered, and a small number landed incongruously at a luxury compound for guests of the 2022 FIFA World Cup. A new documentary, Starting from Zero, follows the stunning journeys of three of those refugees as they seek to begin again. Hassan Amini directed the documentary, and Seema Rezai is one of the subjects of the film, a former member of Afghanistan's national boxing team. Welcome, Hassan.
Thank you.
And welcome, Seema.
Thank you very much.
So, Seema, I want to start with you at the camp in Qatar. Seema, you had to leave your family behind to escape Afghanistan, and this was the first time you had been away from them. Take us to the moment that you arrived at the camp.
I was not able to come with my family, so I left them to Afghanistan and I get out from the country. And when I was in the airplane, I was worried that what will happen to us. And then when we arrived to Qatar and I saw that they prepared a nice place for us and good food and everything, and honestly, I was so happy because that helped me to be relaxed, and it helped me with my stress and everything. I didn't had any clothes or anything with me. I just had my cell phone and my ID with me, and I didn't had anything, no shoes, nothing. And as a refugee and that tough situation, that was a good thing for us to keep us relaxed in that situation.
Hassan, how soon did you arrive after the compound opened, let's say, and what were you expecting when you got there?
Right, well, my job initially was to come and film the evacuations. We didn't really have a story at that point. I turned up in Qatar and there was a suicide bombing in Kabul, so the evacuation stopped. And I think Seema had already been there a week when I got to the compound.
And you had three subjects. So there's Seema, and there's Ahmad, and there's Khalid, who are both journalists of different kinds. How did you pick your stories?
Well, so I came to the compound the first day. And I don't know if you know the weather in Qatar, but in August, it's intolerable. It's like 50 degrees. So I turned up.
Celsius.
And I turned up at this compound, and there was no one there. And all the Afghans were in their villas, in air conditioning. And so I asked them whether I could come and live in the compound. So then I came and lived in the compound. But then still, I couldn't get anyone to talk to me because it was so fresh. And, you know, they really weren't prepared to talk at that time. So then we decided to set up a video diary room where they could come and sort of spill their hearts out about, you know, what had happened to them and their experience of leaving Afghanistan. And maybe of the 1,000 people who were staying at the camp, maybe a dozen sort of responded to that. And we picked Khalid and Ahmad and Seema from that dozen.
Seema, how did it feel to have somebody essentially say, I want you to become a story? I want to follow your story.
When I was in Qatar, I was thinking about the girls that was left in Afghanistan, my teammates, and also the other women. And I was thinking how to help them and how to be a voice of Afghan women. And when I speak with Hassan and his team, they told me about the documentary, and I told them, yes, I will be part of this documentary and we will work together to make something that shows the Afghan women's situation and Afghan people.
So let's talk about your heart now a little bit, Seema, and your family. One of the things that, so family is such an important part of this, of these stories. It looks to the person watching the movie like it was always a risk for you to choose to be a boxer. It was always a risk to you, to your family, and to your relationship with your family. Was it always a risk?
So when I started boxing, I had a lot of argument and misunderstanding with my family, especially with my father, because he was supporting me to go and educate myself. He was paying me to go to best courses in Afghanistan to learn English and science. And honestly, he was working so hard. And he was telling me, I work hard and I pay you to go to educate yourself and you're choosing boxing. It's not going to help you because it's Afghanistan and people don't like you to be a boxer. The only reason that he was not happy with my boxing was the situation of Afghan women in Afghanistan.
So Hassan, I'll turn back to you now. And I'm going to begin by playing you a clip from the documentary. And this is Ahmad finding out that he's going to be sent to Germany.
This visa from Germany means that you will be going, you know, you'll be going to Germany soon.
No, I love to go to the United States.
I know Germany is very different than the United States.
I'm not in a position to support myself in Germany because the problem is I can't speak German.
So talk about the experiences people had as they left Afghanistan. What you saw, more diaries than just those three.
Yeah.
And their worries about their family, their worries about starting over, their ability to support themselves and others. Seems like there was real fear there.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I'm a sort of child of the Iranian Revolution. I'm a refugee myself. You know, I still remember things that mirror my parents' experience among the Afghans who I met in the compound. You know, this fear of, you know, what the future holds for them. And in Ahmad's case, you know, he speaks it, he can communicate well in English, you know, he can get his humor across. And suddenly to be sent to a country where he doesn't speak the language and he's lost that ability to sort of communicate, which I think you see in our other character, Khalid. You know, he can't speak very good English and still can't speak very good English. And that's, you know, it's such a handicap, I think. Ahmad, I was really impressed because I didn't think he'd learn German so quickly. But, you know, after sort of being depressed for a while, he sort of knuckled down and learned German off the off YouTube. And, you know, within 6 months, he was not fluent, but he could express himself to an extent.
And that sense of depression was something else that comes across so clearly. And Khalid, we saw it, you know, he goes to Buffalo. And of course, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to be cold. It's going to be dark. He's going to struggle to find work. And he's so excited to go to Buffalo. And then, of course, he struggles. At one point, he talks about feeling like a robot. And that's not what he thought the promise was.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, you know, that sense of having your family with you and having that support system is just so important. Because as soon as Ahmad's family comes from Afghanistan, you know, is a 180-degree turn in his sort of spirits. You know, they're lifted, and he, you know, he takes care of his kids, and Khalid, I think he's still very homesick, and he misses his mother, and he doesn't have that support system. I think he talks about it in the film that if he had maybe a few members of his family there, that they could share some of the burden and, you know, free up some time for each other, so they could do other things rather than just work all the time.
So I'll come back to you, Seema. When you get to the United States, you have this incredible checklist of responsibilities for your whole family. You needed to find a job. You needed a driving permit. But what were some of the other things you were responsible for as the go-between for your whole family?
You can't imagine how much responsibility I have with my family because my siblings, they are too young, and my mom and dad, they cannot speak English, and I had to find a job for my dad and then for my mother, and also for my younger sister and also my brothers. I had to take them to schools, and it was me. I had to go to college, and it was a lot of responsibility, honestly, and I should do it as soon as possible. Then we had a saving, and then we bought a car. So life was getting better and better day by day. And then I had time for me to change everything on me because I was culturally a little bit shocked because Afghanistan is different and here is different. And we had a lot of struggle and hard work together. And then we were able to do it. And now my father, he has his own car and he drives taxi. And my mom has his own job. And my sister and my brothers, they're all able to speak English. And that's great.
So there it is, Hassan, right, in a nutshell. Seema is a fighter literally and figuratively, She says she started from zero. She says things are getting better and better every day. Ultimately, it feels like the message of these three stories that you've told us in this documentary. Is it the message of these three stories, or is it the whole story in your mind?
Well, I think it's the whole story. I mean, it's for me, it was always less of a refugee movie and more of a sort of, it's a story about the human spirit, really. And, you know, obviously being a refugee is the extreme example. But, you know, we all take knocks in life and, you know, we have to get up and carry on and, you know, see if we can get ahead. And, yeah, and that's what these guys have done, and that's what the thousands of Afghans and Ukrainians and other refugees do.
Hassan Amini is the director of the documentary Starting From Zero, and Seema Razayi is one of the subjects of the film. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us.